number?
Oh, my name's Tran Lam. 1-2-6-6-3-4.
Thank you, Mr. Tran. You appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Premise C for your revocation hearing regarding the three alleged allegations on your warrant. And based upon the information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on September 21st, 2017. Do you remember that notification, sir?
What do you mean by escaping from
It's telling you that the hearing would be held on today.
Yes.
Did you remember getting that on signing that on November 21st?
Yes.
And on there stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. We don't see an attorney here to represent you, therefore may I assume that you're going to represent yourself this afternoon, sir?
Can you talk slow, please?
Okay, now can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you, but my name is Kevin
Hopslow,
because I don't
stand
too much in dealing with
me. Okay, sir. What I was saying to you, that on that notification that you signed, it stated that you could obtain a lawyer at your own expense to represent you today.
Yes.
We don't see one signed in to represent you. Will you be representing yourself, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir. We're doing this by telephone. You cannot see us.
Yes, sir.
But there are four board members participating in your hearing.
Yes.
And they are the Honorable Mr. David Neal.
Yes.
The Honorable.
Yes.
Mr. Louis Kawanis.
Yes.
The Honorable.
Yes.
Ms. Dara Rittenhouse.
Yes.
My name is C.T. Wright.
Yes.
I am your panel chair.
Yeah.
We also have in the room with us today Mr. Osborne.
Yeah.
And he's representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer, sir.
Thank you.
And at this time, I have a question for you and Mr. Osborne.
Yes.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
And are you hearing me okay?
Yes, sir.
Am I talking slow enough?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to move forward.
I do, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Yes.
Okay, there are three allegations on your warrant.
Yes.
However, we do show that we have a booking number and a DR number, which means that there might be some things that have not been cleared up in the courts.
Yes.
This hearing is being recorded.
Yes.
Therefore, if these issues have not been resolved,
yes,
the prosecutor or your defense attorney can request a copy of this hearing, this recording.
Yes.
Therefore, I'm going to give you three options, sir, when I read each of these allegations.
Yes.
Your option will be to tell me that it's true, that it's false, or that you plead the fifth, you don't want to talk about it.
Yes.
Do you understand, sir?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to read these three allegations, sir.
Yes.
Number one is that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your providing a urine specimen that was adulterated by dilution and unsuitable for testing on about July 31st, 2017, per the CAS lab report dated August 1st, 2017. Sir, is that true, false, or do you plead the fifth, sir?
Yes, sir, because I don't know her about telling
me, sir. I don't understand what you said, sir.
Is that true? Yes, because
first of all,
I'm
writing. Okay, the first thing I need right now is whether it was true. You have a chance to explain it later.
Yes.
I'm going to mark that one's true, sir.
Yes, sir.
The next one reads that you was in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 5, as demonstrated by your possession of glass pipe commonly used for abusing illegal drugs on about August 12, 2017. Sir, is that true, false, or do you want to plead the fifth, sir?
Yes.
Yes means what, sir? True?
Yeah, true.
Okay, I'm going to mark it true, sir.
Yeah, because, okay.
You're going to explain it later, but do you understand?
Okay, okay.
But do you understand? I'm going to mark it true, sir, based on what you just said. Okay.
Yes,
let me move forward. The next one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 8, as demonstrated by your association with Thaisa Garcia Gomez-Sainz, that's S-A-E-N-Z, on about August 12, 2017. Sir, is that true, false, or do you plead the fifth, sir?
Yes, the truth.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Okay, now listen. Now you just listen. I'm going to make a motion.
Yes.
Based upon the admission of Mr. Train, I move to find that he's in violation of the terms and conditions of his supervision. He was delinquent and that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Yes. Agreed. By the unanimous determination of this board, you have been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision. Now, sir, we're going into phase two of your hearing. In phase two of this hearing, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to return you to the community. Do you understand, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. I'm going to ask you to hold on and listen, and once we get this information, we'll be back to talk to you, sir. Mr. Osborne, would you present us with that information, sir?
Yes, sir. Mr. Trent was released from DOC custody on April 24th of 2017. He was arrested on August 14th of 2017 at the Western Regional Parole Office on a tech violation. I returned back to custody that same day with 0 scan days, with a community supervision end date of May 25th of 2018. His current conviction, 2010, trafficking and stolen property, 8 years. Prior convictions, 1997, forgery, 1 year, 6 months. 2006, forgery, 3 years, 6 months. 2009, trafficking identity, 5 years, and 2009, misconduct involving weapons, 4 years, 6 months. He has had 3 terms with the DOC, has a CUIR score of 4.4, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 2. There is no SCG or gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2008, TIS completion, 6 months. He has a moderate disciplinary history with rioting, possession of narcotics, and possession of a weapon noted. Other arrests, 1997, forgery, AZ felony conviction probation, and 1997, fraudulent schemes and artifacts, Arizona felony conviction probation. He has a community risk score of G6V6, and I do have status of charges attached from Supervising Parole Officer Chris Ramirez, dated October 3rd of 2017. The charges have been filed and are pending for the drug paraphernalia and possession in use. And he also has an FGA warrant issued for his arrest.
Okay, thank you so very much. Okay, now we're coming back to you and you and I and the members of the board. Now we're going to talk to each other now, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Okay, now based on information that we have, that when you were released, you were released to your sponsor. That would have been your mother at her address in Phoenix. Is this correct, sir?
Yes.
And how long did you reside with your mother, sir?
Again, please?
How long did you stay with your mother when you were out, sir?
Three months and 20 days.
Okay, sir.
I stayed with my mom. I go to work. I come home, and I go to casino, took about 9 months of people along with my mom's car, because my car, she's driving that day, and I bought her car, the Honda Hook, I drive it.
Okay, now let me ask you a question about that car, sir. Since you raised it, I'm just going ahead and go on to that, board members. Okay, you raised the issue about the car. That car has some drugs or some drug paraphernalia in it. So you're saying your mother had drugs in that car, sir?
No, because my mom
had
three cars. And I bought her the car. I went and called. I told you, check that stop, not my stop. They have me to repair everything. I don't get wrong nothing. No, I told the truth because do it. I've been out 8 years. No, I get out 8 years. I got started to do this too much. No, and right now I come back in here. I think about why I do that. I'm doing it for myself. Whatever it takes out. Everything you gotta do, if you
don't want
to
change,
I can get out, I can
change
everything, I can do
everything. Okay, sir, I understand, but let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
Who did that drug for paraphernalia belong to in your mother's car? You said it was not your car, it was her car, so who did it belong to?
Oh, I thought so. I bought her car. That's called, because my car is totally not camping, she's driving, she got three cars, my mom got three cars.
Your mom got three cars?
Yeah, because we were moving around in the shop, we were following her car a lot, driving the lot, you know? And she's too old right now, she's 52 years old right now, you know what I mean?
Okay, I understand. Yeah. Let me ask you another question, sir.
Yeah.
So that was your mother's car, so you submitted this urine specimen on May the 24th, and it was positive for methamphetamine. So why were you using methamphetamine, sir?
Me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I told you before, I thought it too much in the book. I got out 8 years, and I thought it a couple weeks before, and that's it. And I told you that I got used, and I done it after that.
So you were out partying, and so while you were having a good time, you had some you had some meth. Now, where did you get the methamphetamine from?
Oh, I don't know. My dad came in the house party, and no way I could smoke a couple of hits. That's it. No way, and I got very dry. No way, I don't lie. I just don't know whatever you do. Just if I'm not dead, I can no way get out. I can do. My mom only got me. No way. I tried to tell my mom that she grew up and down over a total of 15 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, nice day. I mean, I want to do what I'm 42, you know, right now.
Yes, yes, sir. Now, I do take note, sir, that you were referred to the CAP program, the CAP MRT program. Now, you completed six sessions, and you missed three. Why did you miss those three classes, sir? What happened?
Because that day, I put everything in the car. I didn't hear my call, and I got no way to find out the thing, the group to. I mean, I thought, oh, see, because I tried one of the way, and then I go to the road, and I said, oh, no, everything, okay, the cop stopped me, all my car got towed. I mean, I told him everything, I like, done the way, nothing, you know what I mean?
Okay, so your car was towed, and you didn't have a way to...
Yeah, that night that they towed my car.
So you didn't have a way to get to your classes.
Yeah, and 2 days later, I go pick up the car case, and then Cuba. I go all the way to Cuba, pick up that car. Me and my mom, to drive up to pick up the car, paid $75. No, then $97, took the car out. And I got a misnomer from the tie and the ball inside the car meets the meat right here. I got the cold chance to be right here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let me just ask you one other question. Do take note that you were employed, that you had a job while you were out. How long did you work there at this Lee Nail place?
I work every day.
Okay.
I work every Sunday off because only one thing, I go to school. Because one thing, no one I don't say, I can talk English, but I don't know how to use it.
Okay, sir. Now, what I'm going to do now, so just listen, I'm talking slow, I think I'm talking enough slow for you to hear me. I'm going to see if other board members might have questions for you at this time, sir. Board members, do you have any questions for Mr. Train at this time? I don't see any questions from board members. Sir, we're coming towards the end of your hearing, but I'm going to give you another opportunity to make a statement to the board, but please don't repeat yourself. What else do you want to tell the board this afternoon, sir, without repeating yourself? Anything else you want to tell the board, sir?
So
how many, you say you have two kids, sir? And you keep mentioning your mother. Why didn't you ask your mother to come to this hearing today, sir?
My kid lives with my ex-wife, and I come out, she called, talk to him for money, and every day talk to him, and when I come here, and I'm not phone number, nothing yet.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Now this board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion. This will be the first time that we will have discussed it. And based upon this discussion, the board will make its decision whether to revoke your community supervision or to return you to the community. So please remain quiet, sir.
Yes, sir.
The board is now in discussion. Mr. Tran has... once again, this is a very interesting situation. He was driving his mother's vehicle up down Shea in Scottsdale, and the police officers stopped him. And when they did a little search, they found some drug paraphernalia in his vehicle. He pointed out the fact that this was not his vehicle, that it was owned by his mother. But he has, since she owned three cars, he has no idea how this drug paraphernalia ended up in his car. I want to believe him. But there's the other thing that caught my attention, that he had also admitted and dropped a UA that was positive for methamphetamine. That means that he had some knowledge of some drugs, although he said he had been out partying, they had been out having a good time, I think he said for about 2 weeks, and he was just having a good time, therefore somebody just offered him some and he took a few puffs and that's what happened. But I think, you know, in view of this situation, that drug paraphernalia was found in that vehicle, and since he was on supervision, he had no business driving a vehicle that had drugs or drug paraphernalia in it. He should have checked that, although it was not his vehicle. In addition to that, he had used a methamphetamine at a party. Therefore, as one board member and one board member only, I am not in favor, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members, whatever they might want to say at this time. Board members, discussion. Yes, ma'am, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse.
Dr. Wright, in addition to the things you stated, just for the record, he also had a felon in the car with him, so that would be a prohibited association.
Thank you so much. That's observation. Very good one. Anything else, board members, for discussion purposes? Hearing nothing else, I am going to make a motion, and my motion will be to revoke the community supervision for Mr. Tran, inasmuch as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision. He was delinquent. He had violated his community supervision. He was delinquent because he had smoked or used some illegal substance, methamphetamine. In addition, as has just been pointed out by my distinguished colleague, he had a felon in his vehicle, which he could not have as being on community supervision. Therefore, the motion is to revoke his community supervision. That is the motion.
Second.
Okay.
By the unanimous determination of this board, sir, your community supervision has been revoked. However, you will be released on May the 25th of 2018. I know that's a time, that's going to be a long time. But while you're incarcerated, just reflect and make sure that in the future, you don't use any drugs, don't have any felonies in your car, and further, make sure when you are borrowing somebody else's vehicle, even if it's your mother's vehicle, you check to see if there are any drugs in that vehicle. So I want to thank you so very much for your participation today. Thank you so much for your professionalism. We wish you the best, and your hearing is over, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. May not be able to answer, but what is your question?
May 25th?
Well, according to what we have, yes, sir, May 25th, 2018.
Okay, what happened on January 23rd? Because I got two
deleted. Now, that I do not know. Only saying, see, this information is provided to the board by the Department of Corrections, by the time computation people. So you need to check with your CO3 to get that information, because I do not have that information.
May 25th, sir. May 25th, 2018?
Yes, sir. But you can check with the time with your CO3 to find out if it's in January, but we do not show that, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir, and have a blessed day, and we'll talk to, we hope to never have the opportunity to talk to you again while you're incarcerated, sir. Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Bye-bye.